Welcome to Rock the Boat with Richard Hagen, your weekly dose of international boating, superyachting, and maritime industry news and opinions. We kick off this week's episode with a tragic story of a double murder at sea. The incident occurred this past Saturday, the 23rd of October, on board the tanker Ayan while it was at anchor off the town of Rio de la Plata in Argentina. According to news reports, the third officer suffered a psychotic breakdown that appears to have been triggered by some kind of argument on the bridge with the captain and the chief officer. The suspect, who's been identified as 52-year-old Carlos Eugenio Lima, then went to his cabin and retrieved a firearm before returning and shooting both the captain, 39-year-old Alejandro Garcia, and first officer, 49-year-old Juan Pegasano. The shooter then radioed the local Ensenada Coast Guard station of the Argentine Naval Prefecture with a haunting message: "The captain and first officer are dead. I killed them and I'm going to turn myself in. So I want a Coast Guard to come and arrest me. That's it. As simple as that." The rest of the crew managed to isolate the suspect on the starboard side of the ship until the Coast Guard arrived to arrest him. The exact circumstances of the shooting are still being investigated, and in the meantime, the ship remains under arrest by the Coast Guard, being closely watched by two Coast Guard vessels, the GC-75 Bahia Blanca and the GC-73 Cabo Corrientes. Local news outlets report that the shooter has a violent criminal record and was convicted in 2011 for shooting a neighbor. Despite that, he's said to have been released on probation almost immediately and then somehow got a job in the Merchant Marine. The Ayan was built in 2010 and is 144 meters long, 23 meters wide, and has a 16,000 ton displacement. Its crew consists of 8 officers and an ordinary crew of between 13 and 15. Meanwhile, a few days prior to this incident, the port of Rio de la Plata experienced another dramatic episode when a tug capsized and sunk after being hit by the same ship it was maneuvering. The captain of the tug managed to get it across to the shore to avoid having it sink in the shipping lane, where he then managed to escape moments before it sank. There was no loss of life, and the tug is currently resting on its port side. In yet another maritime accident, this week the Brazilian Navy's tall ship Cisne Branco suffered a major accident in Ecuador. Multiple videos were posted online showing a tug trying to maneuver the Cisne Branco through a gap in a pedestrian bridge. The tug's efforts were in vain, however, as the unusually strong river current pushed the Cisne Branco off course and into the bridge. The ship initially heeled over before being pulled upright by its keel and with the assistance of tugs. One of the tugs involved in the operation was not so lucky. A video shot by an onlooker shows the tug capsizing in the fast-flowing river current whilst trying to free the ship. The incident occurred at 13:30 and the ship was reportedly released from the bridge by 1400. The Cisne Branco, which means white swan, is a fully rigged training ship that's also utilized for diplomatic purposes. It's 78 meters long, displaces 975 tons, and has a 78-meter mast height. It has a crew of 72 and was built by Damen Shipyards in the Netherlands in 1999. The ship remains in Guayaquil for inspection and investigations, but currently it's thought that pilot error, miscalculations, and the unusually difficult water conditions were to blame. The ship is said to have suffered a broken foremast. Netherlands-based superyacht builder Oschenko has unveiled the longest yacht to ever have been built there. The 127-meter-long Project Y721 rolled out of the shed in Zwijndrecht this week, and it's a classic-looking beauty. When she's completed, she'll have 3 masts and will take her place as the second biggest sailing yacht in the world. Apart from her impressive size, this project is drawing loads of attention because it's said to belong to Jeff Bezos, who, of course, is the owner of Amazon.com. As per usual, the details of the project are highly secret, so we don't know anything about it beyond what I've already said here. In the meantime, Project Y721 is on its way to another Oschenko facility for outfitting, which means just installing the interior and everything else needed to turn this from a shell into a full superyacht. Watch the space, as I'll definitely be bringing you more news on this hotly anticipated yacht whenever it becomes available. And finally, a quick story from another Dutch yard, and this time it's Van der Valk, one of my favorite builders. This week, Van der Valk launched the eye-catching 111-foot or 34-meter expedition yacht Lady Linnae. or Lady Lean, I don't actually know how to pronounce it. The yacht's exterior was designed by Guide de Groot Design with naval architecture by Ginton Naval Architects and Diana Yacht Design. According to a statement, Lady Lene features three decks with accommodation for up to 10 guests. There's a VIP cabin on the bridge deck, which boasts an extra bed, a balcony, and an aft patio. The owner's cabin is on the lower deck. Power is from twin MAN V12 1650 engines capable of delivering 1,650 horsepower, giving the yacht a top speed of 18 knots. Its wave-piercing bow design is said to help reduce water resistance and decrease engine noise and fuel consumption. Lady Lene will be undergoing sea trials now and is scheduled for delivery in 2022. Well, that's it for this week's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please remember to give this video a like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet. When I'm not researching, writing, and producing these videos, I pay the bills as a marketing copywriter. I've got a passion for the boating and marine industry in general, and I'd love to hear from you the next time you need some seaworthy copywriting done. I'm easy to find too. Please reach out to me on either LinkedIn or my website via the details in the description. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next week.